Well, it is no easy feat to become a doctor in Australia. It requires years of grueling study and hard work. And when you graduate, the challenges don't disappear. Back in 2010, when Dinesh Palepana was a couple of years into his medical degree, a car accident changed his life forever. He became paralysed from the chest down and lost some of the movement in his fingers. The challenge to finish medical school and find work in the field was immense. But today, Dinesh Palepana saves lives as an emergency department doctor, and he's also fighting for inclusion in the profession and is involved in research in the hope of one day restoring movement to others with spinal cord injuries. Dr. Dinesh Palepana is my guest this morning on Changing Australia and is with me in our Parliament House studio in Canberra. Dinesh, welcome to Changing Australia.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Sally.
As a doctor, there are things you need to do to treat a patient, but as a doctor, one human being to another, how do you know if you've given really good care in the way that you've dealt with someone and their family and their dignity?
I think there are things you need to do with your hands, like examination, and I figured out how to do a lot of that with what's left of my hands. But you know, the thing I've realized the most, being a doctor and a patient, I was a patient for so many months, is that often, as they say, people may not remember what you do for them, but they will always remember how you make them feel. Mm. And for me, definitely as a patient, it was really about dignity, communication, respect, and really understanding what I was going through. The best moments I've had in medicine are not so much about the incredible diagnosis or the treatment, but it's really about the human connection.
Mm. What sort of reaction do you get from patients when they understand that you have a lot of experience as a patient as well?
I think one of the best moments that I've had in my career, it's one night when I was working as a bit more of a junior doctor. It was about 2 a.m. and a patient with a significant disability came in and they were quite ill and I was their doctor. And when I rolled into the cubicle to see them, this patient said, "I'm so glad that you're my doctor tonight because I know that you'll understand what I'm going through." And I think that that moment made it all worthwhile. The patients have been amazing. I always wondered how the patients would see me when I started the career. And now we're heading towards 10 years in medicine. Mm. And I've got to say, every single one of the patients have just been incredible.
When you think back to your time as a patient, was there a moment that stood out to you that taught you the most of that experience?
It was so tough. It was I was in the hospital for months. I didn't know when I would see the outside again. It's so disempowering, you know. And some days you're just a number. You're a bed number. The doctors would see you for 15 seconds and then wander off. I didn't know what was happening. There was so much that I didn't know. It was scary. I love going to work today, but I still hate being a patient. I think out of all of those months that I spent in the hospital, again, the most memorable few moments was actually in the ambulance. So I was in the ambulance for a matter of minutes, and there was a doctor who taught me in medical school. Mm. So he happened to be in the ambulance that night. And that was probably the most chaotic moments of my life. I'd just become paralyzed. My world was on fire. I didn't know what was going to happen. But in those moments when I was so distressed, when I was so horrified, when I was so scared, his manner and his words gave me some peace, and it made me feel okay. And again, he just taught me that I don't remember anything that he did. I don't remember any of the medical stuff, but I just remember the way he was to me. So he just taught me that a lot of the time, yes, we use our expertise and our skills, for the betterment of people and their health, but often they don't remember that, but they remember how we make them feel.
Mm. What principles really guide you when you're delivering significant news to a patient about their condition, what the future might look like for them? What really guides you when you take a deep breath and go into that room?
In medical school, they teach you some structures and some theories about how to approach this. But, you know, after 10 years nearly, I still struggle. I still find it hard. This is such a deeply human line of work. And when someone is going through loss or grief or some significant, I still haven't figured out how to do it. I think at the end of the day, everyone's different, and it's just about being a human being and trying to connect with that person there and then. I still, Sally, to this day, have not figured out how the best way to do it, and I still struggle.
Mm. You're listening to my guest this morning, Dr. Dinesh Pallapana. Dinesh, you're a co-founder of this organisation called Doctors with Disability Australia. Tell me about what this group does.
Well, when I first came back to medical school after the accident, it was a challenging time for people with disability in medicine. There were a couple of doctors that have graduated with using a wheelchair. One is a colleague who had osteogenesis imperfecta. She works in Tasmania as a GP, and then another had Guillain-Barré syndrome and he works in Victoria. So the three of us got together and said, you know, there are so many challenges for people who want to access this career. There were some policies that made it very difficult for students to come through if they had disabilities. So we wanted to change some of that and we wanted to be a part of the voice. So we really came about trying to create more opportunities for students with disability who want to study medicine, because it's important, right? We say 1 in 6 people in this country have a disability, about the same across the world. And as a profession, I think we need to reflect that. Mm. So we wanted to change that. And I got to say, since that's come about, there's been so many changes in Australia. There are more and more students with disability going through. A couple with spinal cord injuries that I know. So it's so nice to see this change happening over time. The Australian Medical Association has been really supportive. There's been some universities and specialist colleges that have been supportive. So we're starting to see a huge amount of change. And that's great. And I got to say, one of the greatest things recently is a student who graduated. He had a spinal cord injury about a year ago in New Zealand. He's about to start work as a doctor. He's probably going to be there first. And he came to spend a week with me a couple of weeks ago just to figure out how to do the job. Mm. So it's great to see our country's leadership seen across the globe.
Mm. Yeah, that must be very rewarding for you and your colleagues, Dinesh. Mm.
It's so nice. And I think especially where I work in the emergency department at our hospital, it's, I don't think anyone really bats an eyelid and people get the same opportunities that anyone else would. Mm. So to, you know, in inverted commas, normalize this, it's so good.
Mm. Tell me about some of the work that you've been doing, Dinesh, on research into spinal cord injuries. Was it hard to do that, or was it a natural fit for you to want to dive into that area and get a better understanding as well?
Science is, as a patient, I felt so disconnected from what was happening. I remember when I first had this accident, just emailing scientists around the world going, hey, what's happening with spinal cord injury research? When will we see a cure? When will we see a therapy? And over time, I just felt maybe I just need to start doing my own bit and take control. So me and a dear friend and colleague now, we started to develop a program on a particular aspect of spinal cord injury research. And it took a lot of our own time and work and resources. But what we're doing is we're using electrical stimulation of the spine and thought control and drug therapy to try and restore function in people with paralysis. It's been a challenging journey. The science is still developing, but there are so many millions of people living with spinal cord injury around the world. I think we're lucky in this country to have things like the NDIS, where I can be here in front of you today, where people can go to work and access wheelchairs. But where I come from in Sri Lanka, it's going through floods at the moment. For someone with a spinal cord injury like mine, their life expectancy is a couple of months sometimes. So we need to find a therapy. It's been a challenging journey. It's had its ups and downs, but we have to aim for the stars. And I always tell this story. One of the, well, the very last thing that I've done on my own two feet was to hug my mum. And all this is about standing up to hug my mum again.
Oh, Dinesh, you got me there. What do you think needs to happen so we get more people with disabilities working as medical and health professionals in this country?
So I'm currently, I have a dear colleague who whose son has a disability going through school, and the challenges that this little kid faces in accessing education is immense. And it's not because of a lack of ability, but because of the judgments that are made. So I think if we're aiming to get more people with disability into the workforce, to pursue happiness, to pursue their dreams, to pursue economic freedom, I think we need to start at schools. We're failing kids with disability at schools, which means, can they access university education? Can they access vocational education? So it starts at the beginning, and I think we need to open those roads to be educated, because that is the first step to employment. And then we need to look at how we can make employment more accessible as well. I think this is necessary, not just for the wellness and happiness of people with disability, but it's good for our society as a whole. But to me, this starts at schools.
Dinesh, it's been fascinating to have you in the studio, not only telling us about the developments, but the warmth in which you tell your story as well. Thank you so much for joining me.
Sally, thank you so much for having me. You're amazing.
Dr. Dinesh Palapana is emergency department doctor, co-founder of Doctors with Disabilities Australia, and is also, as if he hasn't got enough to keep him busy, senior lecturer in spinal cord injury at Griffith University. My guest this morning on Changing Australia.